Good morning, Ciarán.
Good morning, Ryan.
Are you well?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very, very well. How old are you?
I'm 14.
How are the holidays going?
Going good. 2 months in and just a month left.
And just a month long. Is it a month or longer?
It's a month and a bit left in the summer holidays.
Are you counting the hours or are you just ignoring it until you just get on with it?
Ignoring it until I just get on with it.
Do you have brothers and sisters, Ciarán?
I have one brother and one sister.
Ages? What ages are they?
Ursula's 13 and Tig is 17.
17. Do you get on well?
Yeah.
Very well, or just tolerating each other?
Tolerating each other.
Yeah, okay. What about your mum?
My mum's 49. She's...
Oh, no, don't ask her age. I can't believe you could tell me that. Oh, my God, Ciarán, what are you doing?
It's fine.
She's nearly 50. Cool.
I wasn't the one that said that, but...
True. Touché. So your mum's there, and how are her nerves with you guys running around still, 2 months later?
She's doing good. I'd say she's looking forward to us going back to school.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's only the 22nd of July, but yeah, I understand what she's talking about. Now, Ciarán, I have a question for you.
Okay.
You hold 24 Irish national records, correct?
Yes.
Doing what?
Rubik's Cubes.
Well now, are they still going?
Sorry?
Are they still going?
Yes.
Okay, when did you get your first one?
Back 2 years ago.
And who gave it to you?
I earned it myself.
You got it yourself?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
I got it in North Somerset in England.
Okay. And when you got it into your hand, that cube, did you feel like you had met a long-lost friend?
Basically, yeah. I knew I was in the range and I could actually get a national record, but I was still very nervous. But in the end, I done it and I was like, finally, I have a national record.
Very good. And how long did it take you to solve your first, to get all the colours sorted out the first time?
1 month.
1 month, not bad. It took me 2 days because I learned how to remove the stickers and replace them. You know that sort of way that they used to do. Are they still stickers or I presume if they moved on, are they now high-tech Rubik's Cubes, digital or something? Plug it in here.
No, they're still stickers.
Good, good. How much is a Rubik's Cube?
I'm quite sure you could get one for 15 to 20 euro now. Okay. In a shop.
Can you still get them in Smith's and Bamba and everything?
Yeah, I don't really get them from there. I get my Rubik's Cubes from the internet.
Okay, is it Rubik's Cube or Rubik Cube?
Rubik Cube.
Okay, because it was invented by Mr. Erno Rubik.
Yeah.
But it's the Rubik Cube as opposed to his personal Rubik's Cube. Okay,
yeah,
got it.
He invented it 40 years ago.
40 years ago, so I was, okay, one. And then it was all the rage when I was about 10. So that would have been 1983, 4, 5, in 10, 11, 12. So how did you decide you wanted one?
Well, I was on a ship to England and my sister bought a Rubik's Cube and I was like, I'll give it a go. And then I taught myself to solve a side. And then finally, a year later, I decided, okay, I'm going to try the whole thing. Then I went on the internet and then I found out how to solve the 600 sides.
Okay, and who you hold 24 Irish national records with the Rubik Cube.
Yeah.
So, who organises the competitions? How did you hear about them? How does it work?
Well, just certain individuals can organise competitions. Anybody can organise. I could organise one if I wanted to. But they have to be approved by the World Cube Association to actually be officially a competition. And the delegate has to come and delegate the competition, make sure nothing goes wrong. And then you can have a competitor limit of normally 50, and then 50 people will come and compete in the competition.
If I was to hand you a Rubik Cube that I got, you know, I'm talking about classic old school cube that they probably still have, that they seem to have, and I mixed it all up like I was shuffling cards in a pack and handed it to you, how quickly would it take you to solve that to get all the colours in a row?
Well, with your Rubik's Cube, the classic one, it'd take me maybe 30 seconds.
Whoa.
But with my Rubik's Cube that I got from the internet, I can average 10 seconds to solve it because it's better turning.
Oh, so it's about the way the way it turns.
Yeah.
Are you good at maths?
No, not at all.
Are you good at science?
No, not at all.
I would have. What part of the brain is this good for in terms of focus and career and whatever?
Well, I just do it as a hobby, something for fun. it wasn't intended to be too much when I first started out, but then when I really got into it, I guess you could say I got addicted to it, and then I've never been able to let it go since.
So when you go to school and you've got all these classes waiting for you in a given day, what class do you look forward to the most?
I'd say PE, once a week.
Okay, very good. Once a week, that leaves a lot of other days and classes that you have to suffer through.
Yeah.
Okay, so what type of cubes are there now? There's the classic we've discussed. What else can you get? I mean, there was a pyramid at one point, I think.
Yeah, the classic 3x3 has 3 layers, but just all the way from 4-layered cube to 7-layered cube. And I compete in all of the events, and there's even a 2-layered cube. And like you said, there is the pyramid one. It's a tetrahedron. And there's even a dodecahedron, which is a 12-sided puzzle.
I'm just getting remembering back, which was the long snake of a cube. The long snake of a Rubik thing. Would that be right?
Was made by the company Rubik's, all right, but it hasn't really become an official event that you can do in a competition.
Okay.
I've never really picked it up at all.
You're just a classic.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
A class act. So I can look you up on YouTube doing your Rubik's Cube.
Yes, you can. My name's Kieran Bean, and you kind of have to spell it right if you're going to look me up.
Your Bean is a BEAHAN. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Because I would have dropped that first A if I was spelling your name.
Yeah.
But what were? Go on.
You come up the Irish gymnast. Kieran Behan, if you're...
Oh, yeah, I've interviewed Kieran Behan. Yeah, that's funny. But the main thing is that we're going to put it on to our Facebook page, one of your YouTube clips, YouTube, and then we can watch you doing your thing, and we can share that with people. So Tuberty2FM Facebook, if you want to see Kieran in action. So what are you going to do, Kieran? Is this something you want to pursue, or is it just a hobby that you'll drift away from, when you're 16 and the other things distract you in life?
I'll never drift away from it. I want to pursue it like for as long as I can. I'd like to get some sort of world record, or maybe when I'm older,
yeah,
have longer fingers. But no, I certainly won't drift away from it in the coming years.
So you're 14 now. You haven't reached your peak in terms of the growth of your fingers.
No.
Do you know what age you will be when you do?
Maybe 18.
18, and then does that give you an advantage to have longer fingers, or?
Well, for the bigger layer cubes, like a 7-layer cube, it's quite large. It's much bigger than the classical 3x3, so I can just about grip my hands around it.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Well, we did a kind of retro section on the toy show last year, and it was real popular with people with all the Fisher Price things. But I have a feeling maybe we should feature the Rubik's Cube this year.
That's fine.
Yeah, well, we might talk to you again, depending on whether time allows. I can't jump ahead of my friends who work on the show, but I think if that idea of the retro toy, I think would fit for me anyway. I think it'd be very popular. People would love that. Do you have much competition? I mean, do you have the people that you fight against or cube against?
Well, in Ireland, there's not many Irish speedcubers. Like there's a few, like a guy called Blake Bowers, Kelsey McKenna, James Ham. But that's really the main few speedcubers in Ireland. For real competing, I go to England normally, because
okay,
there's only ever been one competition in Ireland.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to seeing the clips of you later on. And we may talk again, Kieran, but in the meantime, enjoy your summer.
Thank you.
Keep persecuting your 49-year-old mum. And we'll talk to you some other time. And thanks for taking our call today.
That's fine.
Take it easy. Thank you, Kieran, being there, the 24 Irish national record-holding Rubik champion.